This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Riley Smith. Buyers are showing heightened interest in U.S. beef at the Gulf Food Trade Show. We'll have more right after this.
With the combined voices of over 7,000 Iowa corn farmer members, including myself, the Iowa Corn Growers Association works to ensure agricultural policy issues are addressed at both the state and federal levels. ICGA policy development is a member-driven process that determines state and federal priorities each year. Issues begin at the grassroots level before being elevated to state at the grassroots summit and nationally at Commodity Classic. Ethanol taxes and trade are just a few of the issues Iowa corn growers are prioritizing in 2025. Join the conversation and let your voice be heard. Visit iowacorn.org to join today.
Gulf Food is one of the largest food trade shows in the world, attracting tens of thousands of prospective buyers to Dubai. Reporting from a busy USA pavilion at Gulf Food, U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said the Gulf region's rebounding food service sector has heightened interest in U.S. beef.
Everyone knows that cattle supplies are lower, cyclically lower at the moment, and a lot of interest around when the expansion could start. There's a demand for more beef, and they're wondering when there'll be more supply. That's number one. If you look at a region like Africa, there's a lot of interest on what we're doing in Africa, a lot of interest around the upcoming West Africa trade mission to Ghana.
Much of that beef demand is coming from a rebounding food service sector.
Food service is booming. We met with several of the key players in Egypt. Hotels are virtually full, both business and resort hotels, 95 to 100% occupancy. From that perspective, food service business is doing very well. And Egypt's a good example where 2 or 3 years ago, the hotel occupancy was, maybe you'd be lucky if you were 25% occupied.
Hallstrom said efforts are ongoing to help the U.S. industry meet the UAE's halal certification requirements and to reduce interruptions in trade.
We spent a lot of time here this week talking about what we can do to rectify this situation. Number one, the halal certifier that's in question, there will be a scheduled audit in March that's confirmed. There'll be two plants audited, which are also confirmed. So this is a good step forward. So hopefully after this trip in early March, that issue will no longer be a question mark. Also, we need to work to diversify and have more than just one or two options in terms of certifying bodies.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.